Okay. Assistant coach Mark Robinson, I guess frustrating at the end of the day.
Look, it is, isn't it? Because you get yourself what you perceive as a winning position, and then you're being dictated to by the weather in terms of when you declare. We've obviously lost quite a bit of time in the game already. And then you're doubly frustrated because you actually hang around till quite late, looking like getting on, and then you get rained off. So you think, well, you might as well have gone home at 11. But as much as you're frustrated, you're really pleased that we play well. We've dominated the game and, as I say, got ourselves in a winning position. So you've got to be pleased about that and take all the positives from that as we go forward.
And you say totally dominated, you know, the 3 days really from start to finish.
Well, look, we had a bit of a wobble, and then we had a great partnership between Jimmy Anion and Michael Yardy. I mean, we had Michael Yardy played on a different wicket to everybody else in the match, which was outstanding innings. I mean, he never looked like getting out, did he? And you've got to say, without that, it would have been 150 all out, really. And he had that partnership with Jimmy Anion, and then backed up by Steve McGoughan, and then suddenly you got 290, and you never judge a wicket until both teams have played on it. And obviously, we were discovering the more longer we batted, it was reasonably easy to hang in there, but it became quite attritional. It was kind of, we winkle them out, and we bowled really well as a unit. All the bowlers bowled well to really, really good plans as well, set by the captain and backed up by Zaidi as well. So really pleased, and saying just a shame about the weather.
Other pluses as well. You spoke about Michael Yardy, but Roy Hamilton-Brown getting some runs second time around, and Matt Machin getting some runs as well.
Yeah, because look, that's a difficult situation. It's a very hard wicket to force the pace on. Kerrigan's bowled a lot of overs over the wicket into the rough. But neither of them played the situation. They just played the ball, which is great. Good for them. Look, they're good players, fine young players. HB a little bit more experienced than Matt Machin, who's obviously making his way in the game. But they both had a disappointing last game, and they both will feel better for doing one in this match.
And a match with no Ed Joyce, no Chris Jordan, perhaps says much about the strength of the squad.
Well, it's been difficult all summer because we've had no Matt Price played one game, Chris Jordan's missed two games, Ed's now missed a game. Nashie and Luke Wright, we've had to rush them back. They had, you know, one innings in a second team game on a damp Horsham wicket, and we've put them straight back in. But we keep finding somebody to put the hand up at the moment. As I say, we had a blip against Somerset. Look, as I keep saying, there isn't what I would call an outstanding team in this division. Any of the teams in this league can make a good run and make a big fist of it. So long as we keep humble and we work really, really hard and we back each other up, then hopefully we'll be there and thereabouts.
Game's coming thick and fast, back down to Hove on Sunday, and the county champions coming to Hove.
Yeah, and you know, they've got Mark Wood back, who's got a yard of pace. We're wondering whether Stokes will be back, so there'll be a good contest. Onions and Rushmore, the good opening bowlings, aren't they? So there'll be a good contest. Sangakkara, etc. So every team has it, don't they? They have big players, so and that's where you get frustrated when you miss opportunities to win due to the weather.
And finally, players coming back from injury, what's the latest with Matt Prior?
I don't know, he went to England yesterday. I'm not expecting him to be fit at this point, but we hope he might be, but I'm not expecting him to be.
Wonderful. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.